This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May 9. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Genesis chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. It says there, "Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? If you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. Its desire is to have you, but you must rule over it.'" End of quote. Cain's face became sad and angry because the Lord accepted the offering of his brother Abel, but did not accept his offering. Now God gave a second chance to him because of his mercy and grace. The Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it." Dear ones, the Lord did not need to give him another chance, but God gave a chance again to him to correct his error. He said to Cain, "Look, I'm not favoring Abel over you. If you do the right thing, you will also be accepted." You see, God wanted Cain to do the right thing so that he can accept his offering as well. God also said, "If you do not do good, then the result will be sin." Sin is like a lion waiting at the doorpost of Cain to conquer him if he does not accept God's way. But Cain, you should rule over the sinful propensity. You see, brothers and sisters, the same principle applies to each one of us. Instead of listening and submitting to God's way, Cain got angry and asked his own brother Abel to come to the field. When both were in the field, Cain attacked him and killed him. Hardening of our hearts when God mercifully gives another chance will lead people to be controlled more by the power of sin. We should never harden our hearts to the good and loving counsel of God. Even after he killed Abel, God again talked to Cain and asked him, "Where is your brother?" God asked not because he did not know what happened. God knows all things and he knew exactly what happened. God wanted Cain to accept and repent of his sin. However, Cain hardened his heart again and said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" You see how many times Cain ignored the loving approach and call of the Lord God. Cain severely paid for his sin later. He was cursed, and the Lord drove him out of there. He became a wanderer and feared someone will kill him one day. You see, when God speaks, let us listen honorably and approach God in his way, not by our own way. The way to God was always by the blood, by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There is no other way to come to the Holy God and receive forgiveness for our sins. Remember, Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." End of quote. God again and again gives us chance to come to him in his way. But many in this world are not willing to accept God's way. They want to do their way to please God. Their way is the highway for them. But their highway leads to more sins and eventually complete destruction. Beloved, do you have a moment to pray? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. I know there is only one way to come to the Holy God. There is only one way to come approach to you, God, and that is by the way of the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thank you, Jesus, for dying in my place for my sins. Please save me now. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be